This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company. Today I've come back to Bio Paradis, the cinema right in the heart of Reykjavik, as we look ahead to a couple of events taking place. The Reykjavik International Children's Film Festival, about to begin at the weekend. And towards the end of that, a young audience film day, which is very much about, I guess, interesting young people in a particular film, all of which we're going to discuss with Lisa and Ausa, who we've spoken to before. Ausa, of course, looking at the Friday night spectaculars that you put on here with classic movies. So they're going well, firstly.
Yes. Yeah. That's an absolute joy, just to fill the house every Friday with, like, people who can have fun and, you know, jump out of their seats.
Yes,
you know,
that's, yes. Well, that's it's the time of year to be doing that, isn't it?
Yes, of
Absolutely.
Course.
I can Halloween. See Halloween decorations up here in the foyer.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the Reykjavik International Children's Film Festival, which begins, Lisa, in just a couple of days at the weekend.
Yes, so it begins on Saturday, the 26th, and it takes place over Halloween. So we've decorated the cinema with Halloween decorations,
yes.
And we have lots of kids will be coming, wearing costumes, trick-or-treating, etc. So it's always lots of fun. This is the 11th edition of the festival, so it's been running since 2013. And we have lots of exciting films that we will be screening for kids of all ages, from really young until the teens.
Well, I was to talk a little bit about the festival then, the Reykjavik International Children's Film Festival, which has, as we heard, been running for some years. What does it set out to do, would you say?
Well, of course, we have had the film literacy educational program here for years, since the start of Bio Paradis. And this festival was just an offspring of that, really, because then we can have more opportunities to introduce the concept of a film festival for children and youth in Iceland. Which meaning that we're not only just screening films and having educational elements for the screenings, we're also just having fun,
yes.
and having events. And
it's not like being at school then, is it?
No, more like, you know, we've had guests over and we've had a lot of great, like, you know, master classes or like some kind of seminars for kids, and they really, you know, now we have a new generation of people that have been doing this, so they are, and you know, my friends are like, yes, it's such a fun thing to introduce children films on the festival, because when you're releasing films just out of the blue and you don't have a context, it's kind of like, okay, because, you know, in Iceland there's a lot of Disney films or Pixar. But now we have a platform to introduce, like, European films or films from all over the world or different kind of genres, like animation or even claymation,
yes.
you know, all of these genres. So it's just really nice and fun to have this opportunity, and we're very grateful that we can do this here.
Well, I want to get into the program in just a few minutes with you, if I may. But Lisa, how much is this about getting children and young people into a cinema as opposed to watching films on their phones or on streaming services or whatever?
Well, of course, that is one of our main goals. Children are so, they have access to films,
yes.
and visual medium, like, all the time, and stimulus. But it's different to come to the cinema. It's different to experience it with other kids,
yes.
to talk about the film, to go with the whole family. And our festival offers children of all ages also the opportunity to experience a film festival, which is usually just for adults.
Yes.
You know, we know these famous film festivals all around the world, and we have really good ones here, but this one is specifically curated for children.
Yeah, and I suppose for a lot of young people particularly, the idea of having to go to a certain place at a certain time to do a certain thing is becoming increasingly unusual. Given that this festival has happened before, what response do you get from a young person or a child maybe who's been in the cinema for the first time when they first have that experience?
It's a magical moment because, of course, we have had so many children come here and have the first film experience. And this I also experienced through my kids, because my daughter, 3 years of age, had her first experience on last year's edition of the festival. And she sat through the whole Alfons Åberg or Einar Áskell film that we had like live dubbing in Icelandic. And she sat through the whole thing. And I thought, wow, I have never seen this for this age and her as a person. But, you know, it's just, it's really a magical moment. And it's also very festive, because you have this festival being an event. And you have all of the, you know, settings around it. It's not just like, oh, I went with my children for their first experience and there's nothing around it. But here we have, you know, some things going on, and it's, you know, during Halloween time, and there's a lot of like excitement and adventures in the air.
Yes.
Just during this time.
I'm from a very small town in the UK, but it had a cinema when we were growing up. And I remember at the age of 5 or 6, it would have been going to see whichever one of the Star Wars trilogy was out at the time. Really hard to imagine that there'd be a cinema in such a small place, but cinema is hanging on, isn't it? It's doing well, it's recovered from COVID, and now you've got this new generation that you are really serving, I think, with this festival.
Absolutely, and we're so happy that we can continue to do this. And seeing all this, like Elsa said, the new generation and the generation that's been growing up with the film
seeing
literacy.
It grow as well.
Yeah, and seeing it grow, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about the program then, Elsa. Some highlights if you want to select, or you can run through the program at any pace you like.
Oh, okay. So just to sum it up, so BioParties, we distribute films in Iceland out of cultural need, if you may. And we're so happy and grateful that we can present two of our films on this festival. And as I said before, we use it as a platform to introduce the films. Our opening film, Flow, is a marvelous film about a cat, you know. An animal that has, you know, been in this horrific natural circumstances where there's flood and its home and it has to find refugee on a boat, which is populated by various guests and other types of animals. And, you know, the story is about how this diverse community is helping each other through nature. And this film is very, very special because it's without dialogue. So there are a lot of characters in the film that are unconventional, like the soundscape is a character, or, you know, there's a lot of other things.
And language then is no barrier to anyone who has a particular tongue and can't speak other languages.
Which is like a very pleasant form, and it's becoming a genre even, because last year's edition we had Robot Dreams, which was also a film without dialogue, but was a universal story. But this film has won a lot of awards and is one of the highlights from Annecy, the animation festival in Europe. And we, you know, we're so happy that we can present the best films from these festivals, because the theme of this year's film festival is animation. So then we have for younger children this great film about Christmas. And these are 5 stories from 5 different female directors of animation in Europe. And they combine these stories into one in the Animal Tales of Christmas Magic, it's called. And it's for the younger kids, and it's dubbed in Icelandic. And, you know, the only theme in this film is Christmas, but different kinds of animation, so you can see different talented female directors and creators presenting their work and doing it together. So there's some kind of togetherness in the theme also through the animation in this year's edition. But adding to this, we also have, for the third and the last time, the Alfons Åberg, Einar Áskell live hooked up with three last films that have been made about from the famous book series. And we can't wait to present that to new young kids for their first experience seeing animation coming to life on the big screen.
So a lot to look forward to. We'll place a link to all of this, of course, on the page accompanying the show from Roof English Radio. But let's talk about the Young Audience Film Day for 2024, when the film Scrapper is going to be shown, not just here, but all across Europe.
Yeah, so the Young Audience Film Day takes place at the same time all around Europe, and various different cinemas and festivals are taking part this year on the 3rd of November. We'll be screening Scrapper at the same time, and we are inviting young kids, young adults, teenagers. The film is directed a little bit more on the youth than the youngest generation. And we're inviting them to the cinema to take part in this festivities. It's not just a film screening, it's a celebration of this.
The film itself tells the story of Georgie, who's a 12-year-old girl, living in her London apartment, but then her father turns up, her father enters the picture. So that film is going to be shown here and everywhere else. And then there's going to be, as you say, discussions and conversations and Q&As.
Yeah, so we have kids from the that have taken part in the European Film Club, which is a club of I think 12 to 19 year olds all around Europe, and they take part in this Young Audience Award, which this film was the winning film of last year. And so it's an interactive community of kids. They will be taking part on this day. They will be having a discussion after the film. And then we will have a live stream of the director and actors of the film. There will be a Q&A. So there's lots to look forward to.
So this isn't passive. This is about giving these young people a chance to really question and kind of interrogate how the film was made, why it was made, what it's saying.
Yeah, take part in the discussions and sort of use their film knowledge, in a sense.
I think also then the future looks bright, doesn't it?
Yes, I think the future looks bright. And I think film literacy is the, you know, as important as reading, you know, because now we have seen this shift from reading like physical books into reading visually. So I think we have a great generation coming up, reading with their eyes.
Good luck to you both. Doesn't sound like you're going to need it. It's going to be a great place to be over the next few days. And the Halloween theme is building nicely, I have to say.
Yes, spooky times are upon us.
Spooky and fun times ahead at the festival, at the Young Audience Film Day as well. Details of all of that, as I say, on the page accompanying the show. Thank you both very much indeed, Lisa and Osa, here at BioParadise in the heart of the capital. It's Roof English Radio. I'm Darren Adam, and you can get in touch anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There's more from Roof English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.